You're listening to SBS News.
Karen Spencer's daughter Kiara was just 18 months old when she was diagnosed with brain cancer.
I did a scan and, took her straight to ICU, basically, and told us that she had a tumour the size of an apple.
Her mother says most of her life was spent battling the disease with multiple operations and intensive chemotherapy.
We never got life back. It was scary. As a parent, it was really hard to watch her suffer. And you just felt so helpless, you just couldn't help her. You lost all control as a parent.
Kiara died in March, 6 months short of her 13th birthday.
She fought her whole life to be here. She had to deal with so much that I think the least I can do is go through a bit more, pain or vulnerability or whatever to help with the awareness that we just are currently not doing enough for brain cancer.
Sadly, it remains an all too deadly disease in children. While leukemia is far more common, as many as 7 out of 10 are now likely to survive, according to Victorian Cancer Registry Director Professor Sue Evans.
Well, I think that the survival following a diagnosis of leukemia has improved through treatments, whereas for brain cancer we haven't seen the same treatment innovations and therefore the survival has remained stagnant.
The disease now causes twice as many deaths among the young than other cancers. Cancer Council Victoria Chief Executive Todd Harper says it's a challenging cancer to tackle.
Brain cancer has been one of the most difficult cancers for cancer researchers, both to attract funding, maintain research teams. And that's not only the case in Victoria, I think it's the case globally.
Overall, survival rates continue to improve, up to 69% according to these findings. The report also highlights the health disparity between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians, with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cancer mortality rate twice that of the rest of the population. Todd Harper says Aboriginal men are 3 times more likely to be diagnosed with cancer.
We want to make sure that the gains that we're seeing in many areas of cancer can be shared across the population. And we've got clearly more work to do to help improve cancer outcomes amongst Aboriginal Australians.
The report estimates over the next 15 years, cancer cases will increase by 43%. Professor Evans says it will heighten the need for the development of new treatments and preventative measures.
We can only get inroads through trialling new drugs and trialling new interventions. So I think research is certainly the key. I think that there's probably little work to be done in improving screening in some of these risk groups as well.
And with this in mind, the federal government has launched an inquiry into the development of a national lung cancer screening program in a bid to reduce the 9,000 deaths the disease claims every year. Gareth Borum, SBS News.